Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast Redditorial. My name is Brayden, and I'm going to be reading Reddit stories today. Today, I have my friend with me who has a podcast called Fossilcast. We're each going to be reading a Reddit episode. I hope you guys enjoy. The first one is called How Dare You Shoot My Kid in an Airsoft Field. So I was a bit into airsoft a few years ago. I was pretty trash and I had a crap Springer pistol, but it was fun. I was playing with a friend who also invited another friend who also brought along his cousin, I think. Our cast of the day, EM, entitled Moron. CD, EM's crotch demon. F, friend. FF, friend's friend. Me, you. So, it was a simple game of TDM, if I remember correctly. We had split up, me and F on one team, CD and FF on the other, on opposite teams. Me and F tried to engage the enemies. I managed to take out FF, who was a good sport. Then I shot CD in the neck. This kid has no protection on his neck. Everybody else wore a scarf. He starts crying like a little crap head. He wasn't much younger than me. I was around 12 to 13, and he was maybe 11. EM decides to confront me after the game. You shot my kid in the neck. He should have taken precautions, so not my fault. He's vulnerable, so you have to watch out for that. No, if getting shot hurts him, tell him to get some proper protection. Besides, this piece of crap pistol doesn't even hurt that much. Look, young man, if you hurt my son, I'll call the police. Good luck, ma'am. You'll be the idiot complaining about your kid getting shot in an airsoft field, which I took your kid to. I left. I played with F and FF a few times after that, but didn't see CD. Okay, everybody, I'm going to be handing over the microphone to my friend. This one is called Dad Hurts My Knee Over a Remote Control. It's a small one. I hope you guys enjoy.
Bit of a short one, but I'm pretty angry. Last night, I was sitting on the sofa scrolling through Reddit memes, and then I look up to see my dad standing right in front of the sofa. Next thing I know, he is thrusting his hand towards me, and I instinctively block it. I asked, "What the heck are you doing?" Then, I kid you not, he grabs me by the arm, throws me off the sofa. Now, he is quite short for a man, but I'm just some 14-year-old kid, so I wasn't long before I have searing pain in my knee. Where is the remote? At this point, I was in pain, utterly bemused as why he was doing all of this for a hecking remote control. Then he grabs the remote control, which wasn't even near me, sits back down as if literally nothing happened. At this point, I was a bit angry. Thanks. For what? Hurting my knee? That's bolt. This surprises me even more, as my parents have been always careful not to curse, at least in front of me. Then I hobble upstairs with a sore knee, shower, then go to bed, hoping that my knee and my dad's attitude will be better the next day. I am posting this.
Okay, that was my friend. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Let's move on to the next one. Okay, everybody, here's the next one. It's called My Mother is Entitled by you slash Officer Strikers. So a couple of months ago, my godmother bought me a cheap pair of headphones for my PS4. I used them, and they were working properly with a few issues, what I expected. During the quarantine, my mom had a job meeting, and she needed a pair of headphones. So, me being naive, went and lended her the headphones, since I could make do with another pair for an hour or two. Once she was done, I went and asked her if I could have them back. And guess what? She refused. She said that the headphones are now hers for the job and they're not mine anymore. Mark my words, not overreacting what she said. Don't give your mom stuff if she is so entitled. Please, guys. Okay, everybody, that's going to be about it for this episode. I hope you all enjoyed so much. This is me and my friend's first episode, so don't mind how crappy it was and stutters and bad microphone quality. Please just give us a chance, and we're going to keep working on this, trying to get it better. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great day. Bye.